Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Wes. Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How are you?
Good, Ryan. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are officially the first fighter pilot I've had on the show. So I'm really excited to talk a little bit about that and learn more about your story. You know, why don't you start off by telling everyone who you are and what you do for a living and then what your hobbies are?
That's awesome. Yeah. So I'm Wes Woodhouse. I'm a husband, father, marathon runner. And like you said, I fly fighter jets for my day job. I've been doing that for the last 7 years. And then I also run the Vector Mastermind. It's a group geared towards young men who are wanting to make an impact on themselves, their families, their communities, and the rest of the world. So I've been doing that for the last year or so. Keeps me busy.
Yeah, I'm sure. We were talking before we started recording. I was like, hey, what's the rest of your day look like? And you're like, oh, I'm actually flying today. I'm like, well, I'm going to be sending some emails. And you know, that's exciting, but that's really cool.
It is. Sometimes I wonder, and I'm humbled at the fact that the Air Force allows me to do something like flying a fighter jet for my day job. It's a lot of work, but it's a really good time.
I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. Not that I know anything about that, but I'm sure it's a ton of work. And I'm sure you're learning a lot about leadership just from being a fighter pilot. And now you've transitioned that into the mastermind that you've started. So I definitely want to talk about leadership and maybe some tips that you can share with us. But why don't we start by talking about your morning routine? How do you start your day off?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I recently moved to Las Vegas, and that's when my wife and I, my wife Kate and I, decided we've been talking about getting a morning routine for a while, and we just need to buckle down. We're in a new place, so let's make this thing happen. So what it looks like for us, I believe the morning routine really starts the night before with when you're going to bed, and then kind of the routine that goes into that. So we typically will go to bed around 9:30. Sometimes it's as late as 10. And then that kickstarts, getting enough sleep, which is important for performance throughout the next day. We get up pretty early, 5:30. Typically, there's a couple days we get up a little bit earlier than that. And this is just during the weekdays. The weekends are a little bit different. But so we'll get up at 5:30. The first thing that I do is I put on my workout clothes, my running shoes, and I'll go do a workout. What I've begun to do and what I've really enjoyed is I have a standard workout for every single day of the week. I do a lot of running. Like I mentioned, I'm a runner. So that's 3 or 4 days a week that I'm hitting the road running. What it does for me is I'm getting my exercise in, which is very important, especially, being in the military, there's a huge emphasis on physical fitness. But the other aspect is mental fitness. And I use my run times to work on that. Sometimes I'm listening to a podcast or a book, but most of the time, especially recently, I intentionally don't listen to anything. I use that time to think and process and think about what's going to be going on today, or think about strategically where I'm going or what I need to be thinking about for the week and the month and beyond. After the run, usually that's about just not quite an hour, depending on the specific workout, after stretching and all that. Then I get into my Bible time, read the Bible, go through a devotion, and then spend some time in prayer. And then I usually pray for about 10 minutes. And then after that, I'll meditate for a couple of minutes. Usually, lately, I've been meditating on a specific piece of scripture, and I think that's really helped. But at other times, I'll just use it to create some stillness and open some space in my mind. And then after that, usually it's about 7:30, or no, sorry, skipping ahead of myself. And then I spend about a half hour writing. I don't really get into journaling. I know you talk about journaling a little bit. I haven't been able to stick with that, but I do write mostly for my business and putting articles online and whatnot. After that, it's usually 7:30, and we'll get up my daughter at that point and then get on with the rest of our day. But I think the morning routine is essential for caging the rest of your day. There's nothing like walking into work, having worked out with that feeling, both physically and mentally, having a nice shower so you feel clean and you're just ready to hit the road and get going.
What time does your day start at the Air Force? Like what time do you have to start or be there?
So it varies, which is what usually makes it difficult to stick to the schedule. I have a fairly flexible job and the hours down here are fairly gentlemanly. So typically, if I leave shortly after 7:30, I get to work at about 8, and that's usually good enough. For example, today, I'm not, my brief for my flight isn't until 3 in the afternoon, so I won't even go into work until like 11 or noon, get a couple hours of work in before the flight. And then other mornings, you know, we'll have to show up at like 4:30 in the morning, in which case usually I don't do very much of my morning routine because I just get up and go to work. So it varies. I always try and do at least something, even if it's just a set of push-ups in the morning before getting dressed, to kind of cage my body physically and mentally.
Yeah, I think that's what you just said there. I think it's really important because, you know, life happens and sometimes you can't fit in your full morning routine, but if you're just doing something at least to keep that habit going, I think that's mentioned in Atomic Habits, but I might be wrong about that. But basically, if you can't do the full routine, you just do a little bit to keep the habit formed.
Yep, scale the scope.
I also like that you talked about the fact that you run without listening to anything, that solitude. And just, I know, like me personally, you know, I have the habit of, if I get in the car, I naturally want to put on a podcast or Audible, like you mentioned. And I think having that time where you're just by yourself processing your thoughts and not taking things in, you're just being there with yourself by yourself. I think that's really, I think it's really important.
100%. And today, some people will say we live in the attention economy, yep, where that type of thing is becoming the default. You know, it's the easy option is to, you're in the car, you know, you turn on the radio or you listen to music, or if you're kind of like you and me, Ryan, you listen to a podcast and get some personal development, and we're just always turning on the fire hose of information and never allowing, like you said, that solitude, the time to process. It is important. And I, you know, you won't feel the benefits after day one, but you certainly will after you've been making room for it after a time.
Do you find that when you meditate, you have thoughts coming up, being that your mind's still? Do you find that you have thoughts or issues that you couldn't resolve, all of a sudden you have a resolution? Does that happen to you at all, or is your mind completely still?
My mind is not completely still. And I think that unless you're training to do that specifically over a long period of time, it'll never happen. Our minds are, they were designed to think and process. And so you're always going to be processing. And that's the thing for meditation or when I'm out on my run is, just realizing that you're, you know, take a step back. You're going to have those thoughts, observe those thoughts and make a note of them. Okay, this is something that's, you know, that's weighing on me. Is this something I want to stay with and address right now? Or is it a thought that I want to let pass and then get back, focus on your breathing or focus on the passages of scripture or whatever it is, and then observe the next thought that comes in?
Yeah, I resonate with that. Since you are in the Air Force and since you're a fighter jet pilot, I have to ask you these questions. I want to talk to you about leadership and mindset, you know, leadership in terms of what you've learned and maybe tips or advice and how you're translating that to your mastermind. And then, you know, mindset in terms of like when you're flying, I'm assuming it's very stressful. And like, how do you keep yourself focused and your mind strong and resilient? So those are two separate questions, but let's start with the leadership side. Yeah, you know, what have you learned? What can you share?
Yeah, the military does a really good job of developing leaders. It starts from day one in training, especially for officers. It's everything is all about the leadership. As a fighter pilot, there's a different style of leadership that I get to do. It's the more tactical style of leadership where you're leading a two ship or a four ship, or even had the privilege of leading a multi MDS, which is our term for fighter jet. There were three different types of fighters that were up there. I was leading as I think 12 total aircraft on an operation. And so it takes a level of leadership to be able to plan, get everybody on the same page, and then get up there and execute, make sure that when things go wrong or differently than what was expected, you can revise the plan and keep everybody on board with that. I think the biggest thing with leadership is you have to start with the objective. What are we trying to get done here? It doesn't matter if it's a small project in the office or if it's a multinational operation during a wartime. Start with the objective and then work backwards. Get everybody the buy-in on the objective. Give them the why. Why do we need to do this? Why is it that we need to, you know, have our paperwork, our computer system set up in this way? You know, why are we going after this specific target? And then work backwards from there. All right, ask the questions. What do you specifically bring to the fight? Okay, that's what you bring to the fight. All right, now what this other person, what do they bring to the fight? Part of that is asking the question, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? And then part of it is just knowing your people and being able to make that assessment for yourself and then going from there. But the big thing is, as a leader, primarily, you're a leader of people. You know, if you're strictly only focusing on the mission aspect of it, it's going to be a struggle because it's the people who are going to get the mission done. And like I said, it doesn't matter if that's, you know, in the office or out in the field, it's the people who are going to execute. You can't do it by yourself. That's why you're the leader and you've got the people, because it's them who's going to, they're going to be the ones getting the job done. You're just there as a mentor, making a couple decisions along the way and then setting everybody up for success. I think that's the biggest thing. Start with the objective, mission plan backwards from there, and then make sure that you're asking the question of what the strengths and weaknesses are, the strengths and limitations of each of the either people or entities, fighter formations, whatever it is.
Yeah, I like that. Putting people in the right position based on their strengths. That's good advice. Let's talk about mindset. How have you worked on your mindset to be able to handle what you handle? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, great question. I love talking about this type of thing because this is what I like to think about, the mindset. In my opinion, growing up, my dad always taught, I played baseball. He was my baseball coach in Little League. And he was like, it's 90% in your head. And I never understood what that meant. And it always made me angry because I was like, no, because when I get out there and I need to swing and hit the ball, that's all physical. It truly is 90 or, you know, in my opinion, even more a battle of the mind. And the biggest thing is, my mantra is always attention. Everything in the world is about attention. Where are you focusing your attention? If your attention is scattered across a whole bunch of different things, you're opening your mind up to the endless scrolls of the social medias or letting Netflix define what you're consuming as far as your information intake, that's going to be a factor. You're going to start to think like the director of those TV shows wants you to think, or think like the algorithms of Facebook wants you to think. You need to focus on improving your education by, you know, reading or listening to podcasts like this one. And then when it actually comes to the execution of it, making sure that you're focusing, like I said, start with the objective. What's the objective? Focusing on that objective, and then making sure that every effort from you and from your people is aimed at achieving that objective. It's a process. You know, it's not like you can turn around tomorrow and be like, oh yeah, it's all about the mindset. All right, sweet, I got this. No, it takes time to develop that. And that's, you know, you talk about the number one thing that we can do for our personal development. In my mind, that's the setting up the system and then being consistent about it. And a lot of that is the mental. I mean, you know, looking at my morning routine, I've got the physical fitness aspect where I go out and take a run, but the rest of it is all mental. And even part of the physical part of it, you know, I've implemented spending time in the mental realm, because that's where it's all about. That's where you're gonna make your money.
Yeah, and put in the reps too, right? Like anything, it just takes a certain amount of experience to get used to being uncomfortable. And then you put in the reps, you build up the callus. And it's been my experience, at least.
That's right. And in doing the reps, you're training yourself, you're automating portions of whatever process it is, and then opening up your mind to be able to think along the outside, to be able to think about other things, because you've already got the processes down, and now it becomes muscle memory.
Exactly. Well, this was great, Wes. I appreciate you sharing all the information you did. I want you to tell everyone how they connect with you. But first, before we go to that, you mentioned you listen to the podcasts and books. What are like one or two podcasts, one or two books you could recommend to my listeners?
I mean, you already mentioned one of my favorite books, Atomic Habits by James Clear. I think I've read that book 3 times. One of the other really good ones, Mindset by Dr. Carol Dweck. That one, it gets a little bit technical. It dives into how our minds work. But the main takeaway from that one is the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset. And I think that's huge. So that book I highly recommend as well. As far as podcasts, lately I've kind of bounced around between a couple different ones. And one that I always come back to is Dan Miller's 48 Days podcast. It's an entrepreneurial type podcast, but he even gives just a lot of, you know, good life life tips there as well.
Well, 48 days, I haven't heard of that one before. Or I haven't listened to it, so I'm definitely going to have to take a listen to that. You know, of course, after I said I need to spend more time in solitude, now I'm going to subscribe to another podcast. But that's like personal development's the journey. You know, it's you're always trying to improve.
It is, yes. And well, this is cool. It's all about the balance. You know, you got to have the balance because you have to be in the game. You know, reading and learning, but then also taking the time and space to process what you're learning.
Exactly. Well, what's the best way that people can connect with you, Wes, if they want to learn more?
LinkedIn. Search Wes Woodhouse on LinkedIn, or WesWoodhouse.com is where I post all of my articles and all that. For email, Wes@WesWoodhouse.com works as well.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll link up both in the show notes. Well, thanks, Wes. This was great.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity, Ryan. This has been fun.
Absolutely. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.